good, man. How are you?
Man, we are all great here, man. You got the whole entire cast of the Mad Hatter Morning Show talking to you this morning, man.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Great. Man, so how does it feel to be on a super hit television show, man?
I heard them giggles. it's nuts, man. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, we were in a table read about a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, and they told us, they came in, they called us all together, and Sharp, you know, made the cast stay, and she's like, I want to tell you guys that we got the cover of TV Guide. And in that moment, I was looking around, and I was at the people around that table, and I was like, this is, it's happening right now. And you know what? It's because of our fans, man. The Gladiators, big shout out to Gladiators in Houston.
They're strong,
you
man.
Know what I mean? It's because of that. And so it's a very humbling, and it's very, you know, the cast is just the best group of people I've ever been around in my life, and they're my family, you know, away from my family. You know, it's amazing. We're all on the ride together. We're on the ride with you guys. You guys are on the ride with us.
Man, on the coup, I keep getting ready to call you Harrison, so... I'm really trying to concentrate. I'm like, I have to look at your name, Columbus, to get it in my head, because I so believe your character is really just hard to even talk to. Because I've seen you in the movies that you've done, and I believe you as your character. But something about this character on this Scandal show that you have sold me on it. Strong. Real strong. That's acting at its finest.
That means a lot. It's been a blessing to start. When we all started on the first season, we knew the characters. We decided the character in our head with very, very little information. None of us really knew our backstories. But Carrie really didn't even know her backstory. So you just go week to week, and it's been amazing fun to kind of just build little things that are just special for Harrison, you know what I mean? And it kind of build things that build the character, the phone flip, you know what I mean? You know, the use of his wardrobe that's his armor. But there's a lot of acting choices and character things that have been really awesome to kind of play with this character, man, for real.
How did they get you to play this character?
My team gave me a call, and they said, look, Shonda Rhimes wants to meet with you tomorrow, about Tyler, and she sent the script. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to do film, but you know what, I'll go meet with her anyway, because I don't want to do TV, I just want to do film. I'll go meet with her anyway because it's Shonda, but I'm not even going to read the script. Something told me to read the script, and I read the script, and I was like, oh my God. So when I went to the meeting the next day, I went into that meeting, and I was like, look, I need to be a part of this show. Had the meeting, left the meeting, and got an offer the next day. And I remember when I left the meeting, I said, who are you going to get to play this Olivia Pope woman? Like that, who's going to play that? She smiled and laughed, and she named about 5-6 actresses that we all know. And the last name she said was Kerry Washington. And I said, if it's not Kerry, I can't do it. But
what?
That's the one. Kerry Washington is the one. Wow. And she just smiled, and I think she already knew. She had to go through the process with ABC and yada yada, but she knew she wrote this role for me. She wrote this role for Carrie. She knew every single person very specifically who she wanted for the show, and it's crazy.
Folks, we're talking to Columbus Short from, of course, the incredible TV show Scandal. When you guys are first taping this before all the hoopla turns up on the show, do you know that you're doing a hit television show?
Absolutely not. The minute you think you're on a hit television show when you're really not on a hit television show is the immediate second when your show flops. I believe that. So we go to work. We're not, it's crazy, man, when I tell you. It's like we're going to work and we're so immersed in this. You see what you're watching. That's hard. We're working very hard and tirelessly to make the show always great. Never to dial it in. You know what I'm saying? Where you're just like, oh, they're just doing that in a scene. We always turn it up. So we don't have time to realize what's happening around us. And then until you're in the moment. And that's why we're so humble and so grateful right now, because I want to be present in the moment and enjoy the moment. Enjoy to go to work, to make believe, to make things that shows that are mattering to people, that are connecting, and to be a representation not only of an African-American male, but of a man on television. So it's huge.
Hey, Columbus, with the Gladiator team, do you think at any point they'll ever bring back the character Finch, or is that a done deal in a wrap?
Wrap it up, ship it out.
So let me ask you this, Columbus. All the movies that you've done so far, what's been the favorite? What's your favorite movie that you've appeared in thus far?
Cadillac Records, man. I mean, that was one of the most artistic, fulfilling roles of my life. For that reason, you know, it's Cadillac. But I love doing, like, Armored, and I love The Losers. I love the cast. I got to work with some really good people, and I think that's, you base the job on not what if the movie does well or not, but like you had a good time and you enjoyed and you grew as an artist. And I grew a lot on Cadillac.
Well, Columbus, man, let me tell you, man, congratulations to you. I think the show is awesome. I at first didn't even make the connection between the stuff that you did before and who you were. I had to go back and research, like, oh, that's the dude. Oh, he got it over on me. But that just goes to show, man, sometimes you play a character so well that, not that you're trying to fool the audience, that but you become that character and you do it so well. So, man, just congrats. I could be asking you a million questions forever, but I know we don't got that kind of time. So that's why I'm saying congratulations, man. I love the show and continued success on the show, man. I'm a gladiator, so, you know, we all love the show.
Well, thank you, man. And we you know, we're in it together, so I appreciate it. And big love to Houston, man.
Yeah, next time you're in the city, man, make sure you come on up here so you can matriculate with us on air, man.
Okay. I will for sure, man.
Columbus, if you don't understand matriculate, don't feel bad. None of us do either.
No, that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorite words. I try to throw that in anywhere I can.
Whenever you get a chance. Hey, man, we appreciate it, Mr. Short.
All right, I appreciate you too, man.